51st Plenary Assembly resolutions. Please allow me to reassure this House of South Africa's unwavering commitment to the work of this forum and the valuable role it plays in our region. The forum continues to grow from strength to strength, and as South Africa, we truly appreciate the platform it provides to parliamentarians of our region to share knowledge and experiences on common issues faced by our countries. South Africa remains fully committed to the development and integration of SADC and Africa as a whole, and will continue to pursue our region and continent's goal through various multilateral platforms, including the SADC-PF. We view the work of the forum as a necessary stepping stone towards borderless region, where our people will have access to its abundant resources, be able to share in functional and efficient-free decolonized education and health system that prioritize primary health care, to be able to exploit these resources through the creation of sustainable environment. Honorable President, as per a resolution of the 51st Plenary Assembly, our Parliament intensified its lobbying efforts to support the forum's transformation into a SADC Parliament. We had regular engagement with our Department of International Relations and Cooperation to ensure parliamentary input into our executive interventions before the summit of head of state and government commenced in August 2022. While our head of state, His Excellency President Cyril Ramaphosa, was not able to attend the signing ceremony at the SADC summit due to unforeseen circumstances, and currently engagements are underway with the SADC secretariat to determine a suitable date for President Ramaphosa to sign the amendment treaty. It is important to note that South Africa endorsed the SADC amendment treaty to establish the SADC parliament at the level of the Council of Ministers. Honorable President, it is important that our President translate the 42nd SADC summit approval to transform the SADC PF into a SADC regional parliament into